This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is joining the leaders of the group of seven in Hiroshima, Japan, as the most powerful democracies unveil new sanctions against Russia and call out China-forged trade practices. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswara.
President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, not a G7 member, is scheduled to participate in the meeting on Sunday, following his appearance at the Arab League summit in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Over the weekend, the leaders will turn their focus on China, seeking to reduce dependency in critical supply chains and counter what they call Beijing's economic coercion. G7 leaders pledged their commitment to achieving a world without nuclear weapons, calling out Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran to cease their nuclear activities. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Hiroshima.
A second meeting on Friday between White House and Republican congressional negotiators on raising the federal government's debt ceiling broke up with no progress cited by either side and no additional meeting set. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledged that the stakes could not be higher.
A default would plunge our economy into recession. Economists estimate that millions of Americans could lose their jobs. Hardworking families could lose their retirement savings. So our team will stay at it. We will stay focused. And we hope that Speaker McCarthy's team will negotiate in good faith as well.
President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Dick Sullivan told reporters Saturday that this has been discussed at the G7, and the president has expressed confidence that he believes that there will be an outcome to avoid default.